was worried about COVID, as we, as everybody is, though. So, yeah, he was conscious of it. And I think that, you know, furthermore proves the point of people being careful, because he was careful, but it obviously wasn't enough. You know, COVID found a way to reach him, however that may be. So yeah, it's just goes to show that I think that's why the message of staying at home really does count, because if you are staying at home, you're not out there, you're not spreading an infection that you probably don't know have until it's spread. Hence the message from the government: stay at home to save lives.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, it was a very traumatic experience being in the hospital. And I think, you know, I don't particularly wish to, you know, to bring that up again, because it's obviously very raw and very, very recent. But there are some people who almost try and play this thing down as if, oh, it's not so bad, you know, are the government being honest with us about the hospitals being under pressure? I mean, what would your message be to those people who are still doubting it, even though, you know, the evidence really is there?
Well, my message, and I would say, is that it's easy to think that, because the messages in the media are mixed messages quite a lot of the time. But until you see it, fortunately, there are people that go into hospital and they do come out. But there are people with no underlying health conditions that it just happens to, and science doesn't necessarily know why that is, I don't think, but it just happens. And I didn't think it would be us, or, you know, somebody in my family, but until you're on the wards and you see the horrific nature of the disease and the way it takes somebody so quickly, you really don't realise until you see it for yourself, and you really are grateful, and you can see the risk that every single doctor, any nurse, basically anybody in that hospital, the risk that they are under, and the risk that they put themselves through every single day in dealing with any COVID patients. You know, these people go home to their own families, and how they do it. You know, we're so grateful that they are, you know, putting their own lives at risk, essentially, to help others.